Welcome to Live at 5, the show with no name. Here's your host, Terry, Pastor Craig, and Nate.
And a good afternoon to you, and welcome to Drive Time, Live at 5, the show with no name. Nate Redmond here, along with Terry Tackett. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
And Pastor Craig. Hello.
Howdy.
We are grateful to be here, and just always so glad to be here. And like I told our caller, Sarah, last hour, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? Great or better?
I'm an 8.7.
You're an 8.7. Terry, what are you doing?
I'm an 8.8.
Oh, you're doing 8.8. He's doing good today. Doing good today. You both had to work today?
Yes.
All right. You both look good for working today. You look energetic. You look ready to go.
I am. I'm all energetic. I'm ready to go. We got Terry over here looking frowsy.
Yeah. He's looking always. What other way is there to look?
That's
I do what I do best. Nothing.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, how was your weekend, Terry? Did you do anything in particular?
Work.
Just work? Your work?
Yes.
Taking care of the folks in Delaware?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Selling the smokes?
And the gas.
And the gas?
Of course.
And everybody's complaining because it's going up? And it's your own personal fault?
Anything to do with it. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
But it's your own personal fault that it's going up?
Yeah.
So when's it coming back down? No. How often do you hear that?
They're never that nice.
No, okay.
They're never that nice. As a matter of fact, I would welcome those comments.
Oh, okay.
But that's always like...
Oh, okay.
some comments I can't make on the radio.
Some choice words at you.
Yeah. But you know what's weird is that they never complain about when cigarettes go up. They never say anything. I said something one day, and the guy said, well, it's part of business. And he just kept... I thought, okay, well, gas. But boy, he did not want to hear. He bought 4 packs of cigarettes. Never batted an eye. $35. Never batted an eye.
Wonder why that is.
I just thought, now, that wouldn't that $35 be more suitable going in his gas tank than... And boy, he did not want to...
He didn't want to talk about the cigarette prices, huh?
Did not want to talk about cigarettes. It's like the one day I made the one guy mad. I said, hey, just a question for you. He was complaining about something. And I said, which is more... Which do you think is worse for you? The cigarette you're smoking or the vaccine? Just a question.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Oh, my God. You'd have thought it was World War III, man.
You said, I'm sorry I asked.
Oh, my goodness, man. I like to just keep their mind stimulated once in a while. You know,
well,
just
sure.
Keep them thinking, you know. And
now, let me ask this, because you work, everybody pretty much knows you work at Kroger. But,
yeah.
So you're in the little cubicle
section.
That's
right.
So how many times a day do you have to come out and help somebody with their Kroger card?
As a matter of fact, it's getting so bad to where I think I'm going to do a class on Friday nights called Credit Card 101. I really think that some people should be barred from using a credit card. When a message comes up and it tells you 3 times, do not remove card, what do you think the message is telling you?
Do not remove card?
But immediately they want to take the card, and then they say, well, the card's stuck. And I said, well, what's it say on the screen? Do not remove card.
Do not remove card. So,
or they'll say, well, it didn't say that a minute. It always says that.
Yeah, it's just a standard message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a chip reader. It's going to tell you, do not remove card.
You should run a class. You should, absolutely.
Well, I don't mind, but it's just every weekend, and it's the same people.
Oh, it's repeats.
Please have your ID ready. Please know how to use your credit card, because you do it every week. And now, I don't know if you take your dumb pills before you come on Friday, but it's like...
Oh, the joys of working retail.
It's like, once again, they have no problem. They don't want to show their a vaccine card, but they have no trouble. You know, or they complain left and right about that, you know, about having to show a light, you know, for, well, I'm 54 years old. Okay, well, I believe you, but... Unfortunately,
everybody's got to show it, right?
Right.
That's your policy. Right. Everybody's got to show ID. That's pretty.
That's your policy. That's your policy.
Man.
You didn't write the book.
Exactly.
You're just standing there trying to.
I said, look. I said, until Kroger tells me I don't have to check IDs, I have to check IDs. I got a little stamp thing. I'm like, call Mike DeWine.
Yeah.
If you have any questions. Call Mike DeWine.
You should give his number out.
And it's always the same thing. Why didn't vote for the guy? And then he turned up. Well, okay. call Mike DeWine then.
Yeah, you should.
You want to whine about it, call Mike DeWine. You can whine to Mike DeWine.
You can whine to his answering machine.
Yeah, because,
because you can't get a hold of him.
The best is when they try to give you anything other than an ID.
Oh.
A lady a couple weeks ago comes in, 67 years old, buying cigarettes. I have a bartending, when she went in 1967 from Boston or something, where she went to the bartending institute.
Well, that's good. I said,
that would have been great if you're going on, if you're working for Cheers, you know, where Norm and those guys. But I said, unfortunately, you know, I'm not John Ratzenberger or George Wendt or Ted Danson. Or
oh, crazy, crazy.
Go ahead. I'm done.
No, it can't be done. We got 40 more minutes left. Yes, we're here till 6 o'clock. Oh, anyhow, this is Live at 5, the show with no name. I had to pick Terry's brain just a little bit about the woes of retail.
Now my brain hurts, Nate.
It hurts a little bit. Well, the wife and I did something interesting over the weekend. First of all, we went to Cheddar's. You guys ever been to Cheddar's in Mansfield?
Love the one in Findlay.
Never been.
Never been.
Nope.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, have you guys ever had a sandwich, the Monte Cristo. You ever had a Monte Cristo?
Absolutely love the Monte Cristo.
That's the one I heard you talking about, the syrup or whatever. Is that right?
Well, this one, yeah. This one had, they serve it with like a...
Is it open face? They serve it open face.
Well, this one is kind of fried shut in a way, but this one was served with smoked ham, smoked turkey, cheese, is wrapped in a dough and deep fried.
Oh.
And then they cut it up, and then they serve a sweet. I said on when I did the video, I said sweet sauce, but it's more of a sweet kind of jam, I guess you would say. And then they put powdered sugar on this, and you might think, well, that's not going to be tasting too good with the meat. But I'm telling you what, dipping that thing down in there. I don't know if anybody locally here in town serves a Monte Cristo.
Marion Diner.
Marion Diner does.
Yeah. Oh, Marion Diner.
They serve it with powdered sugar.
That's where I had never ever in my life had a Monte Cristo, and then one time I was over there at Marion Diner, and I was actually there on Saturday morning for breakfast, and I said, "What the heck? I'm going to try it. Why not?" Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good. This is a great sandwich.
I can't get out there on Saturday morning's breakfast without eating their... I love their biscuits and gravy there.
You know, that was the place where I tried their pizza omelet.
Oh,
that was,
wow.
Oh, that was so good. Oh,
that sounds
you wouldn't,
good.
I'm looking at it, and it's, you know, the description, and, you know, it's got the cheese and everything, and, mm-hmm. and then it says, with pizza sauce, and I just couldn't imagine that omelet with pizza sauce. Oh, it was
on
good.
The side? Or
oh, no, it's, oh, on, it's oh, in it. It's oh, in wow. the omelet. Okay. It's good. Right. It's good.
And you had that for a breakfast item?
Yeah, I had that for... That was another time I was there for breakfast.
Okay.
Well, I'm usually there one Saturday a
now,
month.
Now, are you like a big omelet? You like omelet?
Actually, right? I'm not really a big omelet person, but I just saw that and I had to try
it. Right.
Now, question for you. Do they have a wait out there? Because I always see a ton of cars out there. Is there a wait time?
Except when I'm there. No, I'm just kidding.
Except when you're there?
Oh, I thought, different kind of wait. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you were going to say a limit for a minute. Weight limit.
Weight limit. The weight limit is.
It's a men's prayer group that meets on a Saturday, and it meets at 8:30.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've never had to wait. I've never seen a line there.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was just curious, because there always seems
to be
a lot
busy.
Of cars.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars.
And now,
then a group of my friends always meet out there on Friday morning, so once a week I go out there on Friday morning.
Now, that of course, used to be, I believe, the old McDonald's years ago.
Yep.
And now, is that set up like, is it an open, set up in the open restaurant? Is it sectioned off, or how's that set
it
up?
It has the big main part is opened, but then they have like, hi.
Thank you for that honk.
They have like two side parts that are semi-separated. So there's the big restaurant, and then over there there's a... You know, there's an area that's kind of separated, and then over on the other side, there's another area that's kind of separated.
Oh, okay. They got booths?
Yes.
Oh, great. Because that's my favorite seating is booths. I like a booth because you get
one of those places Pastor Craig was saying off to the side there, it's almost kind of like it's its own little
on the left there, it's almost like you could have like a party, a big group in there.
Well, because what we did was one year I bowled in the Marion City bowling tournament, and that's where they handed out the checks. They came out there and had it set up inside that little room, and that's where they dispensed them, you know,
Oh, great.
So they had some sort of special breakfast that day, and everyone ate back there, and then they just dispersed. So, it probably would hold, I don't know, but 15, 20 people maybe?
At least, yeah.
In that section?
It's kind of, I don't want to use this term, but maybe I'm saying it wrong, but to me it kind of reminds me like it would hold its own. Like it's its own little entity, I guess.
Yeah. It'd be like if you wanted a party room or
Yeah, exactly.
Something.
Yes.
I was just curious how it's laid out, because I never see anybody sitting in their cars like waiting to go in. And
it seems like
they can get everybody seated pretty good.
And then even right when you first walk in the door, I think there's a couple of booths. If they get busy, I think they can even seat you right there.
Great.
Yeah,
I've still got to get out there.
Oh, Nate,
never been
you
out
go
there.
Out there. Oh, it's great.
And everybody says the prices are fantastic.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah, Marion Diner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely try that out.
Good portions, too, man.
That's good. I love a good portion.
I've been out there sometimes. A couple of times I've been out there was on, like, their all-you-can-eat walleye and stuff. Man, they really take care of you on that.
Oh, that's good. Also, this weekend, we decided we would go downtown Mansfield. There's a carousel.
Yeah.
And we didn't ride it, but I just wanted to see it because it had been many, many years since I had been there. And so I go down there and check that out. And there was they host birthday parties there. You can host birthday parties. So there was kids having a good time, whatever. But this carousel is pretty cool. It's the first new hand-carved carousel to be built and operated in the United States since the 1930s. Mm. And, of course, located downtown Mansfield, it's become the centerpiece for redevelopment and restoration in the downtown area. And here's what they have. They have the pavilion houses the carousel is 80 by 80 feet and 30 feet at its tallest. And they have 52 figures, which were designed and carved and painted by Carousel Works of Mansfield. And there are 30 horses and 22 different other figures, including 4 bears, 4 ostriches, 4 cats, 4 rabbits, a goat, a giraffe, a lion, tiger, zebra, and a mythical hippopotamus. Part horse, part fish. So that's what they have there. And of course, they have a Stinson organ, which plays the music and things. Mm-hmm. So we were there checking it out, and all of a sudden, who should walk in the door? But Pastor Craig!
Da-na-na!
He happened to be in the area!
So let me tell you the backstory on that.
Okay.
So Saturday I was kind of working and came down through Mansfield, and as I was going over toward Ontario, I thought, I'm gonna stop in and eat at the China Buffet. It's right there at Richland Mall. So I walked in there, and I'd never been there, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice. And they had like 4 buffets in the middle, and they have 2 more buffets down the side, so they got a pretty good selection. So I'm sitting there, and I'm eating, and I decide to take a picture because everybody takes a picture. And yeah. Adam always takes a picture and posts it on Facebook. So I took a picture of the inside of the Asian buffet, or the China buffet, and I sent the picture to Adam, and I said, I'm at the China buffet in Ontario, try not to be jealous. And so Adam sends a message back and says, I've eaten there once before, that's a really nice buffet. Right now I'm at the one in Westerville.
He was
at a China buffet in Westerville. So anyhow, I'm sitting there and looking at my phone, and I see this thing pop up, and it says that Nate and Amber are at Cheddar's. And I said, wow. So I send Nate a message. I said, are you still in Ontario? I'm down at the China Buffet. And he says, he sends a message back to me. He says, yes, we're heading over to the carousel. And so, I said, you know, I've driven by that carousel probably 150 times, and I've never stopped at it. Because, you know, it's enclosed, and it has, like, all windows all around, but I think in the summertime they can open those up, and it's an open air.
Yes, that's right.
What I thought. So I said, I'm gonna go over there, because, I always drive by it. I never stop. So I finished my lunch, and in true stalker fashion, I decide to head over there without telling Nate that I'm going to come over there, you know.
The element of surprise.
That's right. So, yeah, it stopped over there, and it was worth the trip. Awesome. I mean, that was really neat.
I worked there in Ontario for 9 years. I don't think I ever went to that place.
But you always drove by.
Yep. Never went there.
Now, the true reason why I didn't ride the carousel, now they have benches that you can sit, you know, and just ride around.
Is there a charge to ride the?
$1.
$1, okay.
And so I wanted to ride it, but I wanted to ride one of the horses, but I wasn't sure what the weight limit was, and I was too embarrassed
to ask. That's what I'm getting ready to ask.
And I know I'm pushing the weight limit on that thing, especially the ones that go up and down, because I have a relation. I won't tell you which one. I have a relation that went and rode something similar, and he broke it.
Was it a you break it, you buy it, or no?
Well, the funny thing was it was an elephant. Uh-huh. And so he gets off of it, and they realize he broke it, and they say, well, the elephant broke the elephant.
I was going to say, they thought, wow, this elephant's walking, you know. Or, no.
So, but anyhow, we had a good time there. But Mansfield's got some other cool museums, too. They have a fire museum. And they'll demonstrate fire safety. Now, it's closed right now, so we didn't go to that one. Uh-huh. And then they have another museum called the Mansfield Memorial Museum. It's 34 Park Avenue West, and it's the oldest museum in Richland County, founded in 1889.
Now, what is it, the history of Mansfield? What's it?
Well, there's artifacts on two floors of displays spanning from prehistoric to modern times.
Okay.
And the museum houses many collections from early Native American, African, Asian, military, natural history, and local history. Mm. So what they've done is they've just collected artifacts from all over the place and jammed it in this museum, mm-hmm. which a variety museum is up my alley.
Yeah.
Yep. I just love
artifacts. What's the place over there that Fred Malone always says you have to go to?
In Mansfield?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I thought there was a place over there. Was it the Gone with the Wind house or something over there? Or?
Oh, really? Let me check it.
I thought that's what he said.
I don't know.
He was on Charlie's show once, and I thought he said something about they do weddings or something there at this.
Really?
Yeah, it's a famous movie. I want to say Gone with the Wind. I don't know if Fred's out there. I hope he calls in.
Now there's a Gone with the Wind museum in Marietta, Georgia, but yeah. That ain't the one.
Okay, must not be. I thought there was something over there that he said was kind of famous because he said they do weddings there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like I say, hopefully he calls in.
Now, of course,
he'll correct me, but I don't know.
Now, of course, they do a lot of weddings at the Kingwood Center.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Outdoor gardens.
Yeah. Okay, that could
all
be.
All the flowers.
Yeah, flowers. There is a charge to get in there, but they do all sorts of
What's that place?
I know which one I think you're talking about. I think he was talking about Malabar Farms.
That could be.
I think Malabar Farms.
That could be.
Yeah, that's a famous one,
now,
too.
There's that place on 314. What's that? The bird sanctuary or something. You guys ever been?
I've never been there.
I've been there.
Have you been there?
It's yes, on 314 where you're down that big... Yep.
Down the big hill and back up.
There's a little sign. You will miss it if you don't. It says, is it Ohio Bird Sanctuary?
I think it's something like that.
Yeah, it's like Ohio Bird Sanctuary. Yeah,
do you walk in and the birds are all around you?
Is it an
aviary?
The birds are all in cages.
Okay.
And what it is...
They have exotic birds and stuff.
Well, like they have birds of prey.
Okay. Yeah.
Birds of prey, and it's a sanctuary. What they do is they take in orphaned and injured birds of prey.
Right. Okay.
Interesting.
You know, ones that wouldn't survive if they were just left, you know, out in the wild. So that's okay. That's what they do there.
I've never, once again, never been there. I've always seen that, and I almost missed it one time. I had a bird sanctuary.
Yeah, I was there about 15 years ago. But
so, like maybe a bald eagle, maybe, or that type.
When we were there, I don't think they had a bald eagle, but they had, you know, they had owls there.
I was going to say somebody said they had owls. Yeah,
and they had several hawks there. And they actually had vultures there.
Okay,
where they'd taken in some vultures and that, you know, were injured and that. So yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a neat place to visit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other place. Excuse me. The other place they do weddings is, of course, the Mansfield Prison,
the reformatory.
Yeah, they do. They have a beautiful pavilion in there. It's actually quite nice, and they perform weddings.
That's
there.
The place that was in the Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yeah. And then I believe Air Force One.
Okay.
A portion of Air Force One was filmed there well.
That Air Force base is over there. Lom Air Force Base.
You know, I'm not familiar with that.
No, Lom.
Really?
Yeah,
now, is that, Mansfield. You can tour that too?
Well,
or is that open
now
to public?
That I don't know about touring, but I know several times I worked there, and you would just hear these massive jets fly over. You look up, and it's like these B-2 bomb, you know, just massive jets, you know, and stuff. And
I was getting turned around one day when I made wrong turn, and so I was on the road that leads into Lom. And I was getting turned around in the parking lot. I didn't see any place in there where you could, it looked like it was open to the public.
Right. I think it's an actual working Air Force base, I think is what. And of course the Mansfield Motor Speedway over there.
Cool. You been there to see some races?
No, my dad was there one year. I got.
Where's that?
I think it's close to Lom over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Because one year for his birthday, I'd got my dad some tickets. He loves NASCAR and stuff. Well, they had the truck series over there.
Oh, okay.
And he went to that. Boy, he had a ball. He loved it.
I used to like to race, but not professionally.
Craftsman Truck Series.
Oh, okay. We used to like to race our dirt. We had dirt bikes as a kid, and they'd take the crops off the field,
uh-huh.
And we used to like to just full blast just tear up through the fields.
Of course, you got Mad River Mountain.
Mad River Mountain, yep. Yeah, and I've never been there either.
Oh, my.
Now that's out toward Belle Fountain. You got snow trails in Mansfield.
Is that one of the snow trails? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been there.
It was
there
because there was.
I'll keep them straight.
Yeah. There was no snow, and my brother-in-law raced dirt bikes, and they had a dirt bike race there.
Cool.
And it was the first time I'd ever been there. Snow trail. That place is really nice.
Now, do they have at a place that I was at years ago in the Smoky Mountains? They had this cement track. And you would race these little, it wasn't a sled, well, it was kind of a sled, but little wheels underneath, and you'd race it down this cement trail. Do they have places that you can race downhill over there, or is it just for skiing?
Seemed to me like it was just for skiing, but like I said, at this time there was no snow, so it was just like grass and...
Oh, okay.
But one of the particular trails that you went up, you actually went up this, and then you came down and... It was a neat setup.
I've never been skiing. You don't want to see me on a pair of skis.
I wouldn't even, if you paid me, put on a pair of skis.
Right. No, I'm not skiing.
It's like suicide, you know?
Literally.
Yeah.
I would not ski.
Yeah.
If anybody's good at skiing, hey, that's great, you know, but I would have no style.
But I mean, just a lot of cool things in Ohio to do, man.
Oh,
I mean,
there really is.
A lot of cool things.
A lot of neat things out there. All you got to do is just find your town. It's a little difficult this time of year because if you're a museum junkie like me, a lot of the museums are still closed, but they're about to open.
Mm-hmm.
Just find your town that you're going to go someplace, which we always go to eat, and then we try to Google, just get on Google and try to find what's going on, you know, museum-wise. There's always something to do.
I know the people have contacted us about Canton up there, that First Ladies Museum.
Oh, that would be neat. Yeah. I've been to the McKinley Memorial Museum, the Memorial and Museum. That's really neat. But I've never been to the First Lady's Museum.
That's really nice.
They probably, I'm assuming they have a lot of the dresses.
A lot of memorabilia
and
stuff.
Memorabilia.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that would be, that'd be a neat broadcast trip. The show with no name, live from the First Lady's Museum.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Mrs. Lincoln's dress as we speak.
It's the corset from
yes, it's the
from
corset.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
You could give away a gift card to anybody that can properly guess like five first ladies' first names.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. We could do that. Just have somebody back here in the studio field the calls. That'd be all right. Yeah.
You're offbeat news and trivia for that day.
Right. On the road.
Yep.
There you go. There's also a cool, I like to cut, this is off the subject, but I like to collect nutcrackers. I just love the Christmas kind of nutcrackers. And I think I told you that before. But so I've got quite a collection of them, and I keep them out all year round. But there is actually a restaurant in Pataskala that's called the Nutcracker.
Mm.
And they have that sort of decor in there.
Okay.
And,
they're missing some now because
they're missing some because I was there. And
every time he eats,
but I haven't eaten there yet.
Yeah.
But, certain restaurants, you know, are
they ask for his bill and the nutcracker's head kind of falls.
Yeah, yeah.
Falls forward.
You have a giant nutcracker and you stick the bill in its mouth on the way out. No, I'm just kidding. But there, certain restaurants around Ohio have a certain decor. You know, of course, downtown Columbus, everybody's got the Buckeyes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think it was Earl Bruce. I believe that used to promote Tommy's Pizza. He'd always say, "Tommy's Pizza, you gotta try the thin cracker crust." I think he used to say.
Very good, though.
Is it? I've never been there either.
Yeah. Great spaghetti dinners.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of spaghetti, have you all ever been to the Spaghetti Warehouse?
Yes. I haven't.
Yes.
Have you?
I heard that place is really good.
Yes. Now they've got like a big trolley car inside.
And you can, if you're, you know, get there early enough or you're lucky enough, there's a table available. You can sit in the trolley car.
Oh, wow.
So they've got, you know, half a dozen or a dozen, you know, tables set up in the trolley car. And so you can sit in there.
Cool.
But even if you can't sit in the trolley car, it's kind of neat because it wasn't, you know, an old factory, an old warehouse. And so, excuse me.
We're having trouble today.
Yeah, we are. But they've got, you know, things hanging from the ceiling and they've got, you know, stuff left over from the warehouse. And it's pretty cool.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. And the food is really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's on our list to try, you know.
It wasn't the one pulled out of the hat.
Pulled out of the hat this week. Finley Brewing Company was the one pulled out of the hat this week.
That sounds like a fairly new restaurant.
It might be. I'm not really sure too much about it. We just looked at their menu.
How many restaurants did you put in the hat to pull one out, and where did you get the names of them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what we did is we just figured out.
Did you do all mom and pops, or did you
all
mom
and pops?
Okay.
Yep, no chains.
Oh, good.
No chains. And what we did is we figured up cities that would be an hour or less drive from Waldo.
Okay.
And so we did Finley and Sunbury and Marysville, Kenton, Bell Fountain, you know, all those. And then we went on a group. There's a group out there on Facebook called the Ohio Road Group. They produced a list, an extensive list of people that had written to them telling them the best restaurants, and they did a big collection of the best restaurants in each city in Ohio. Most cities in Ohio are on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went on there and took them off of that, or we would Google the ones that had the best Google reviews.
Yeah.
And so we probably have maybe close to 15, 20 in a hat to visit.
Mm.
So it'll keep us busy for a lot of Saturdays,
because
we like to go on Saturdays and take a tour around Ohio.
Yeah.
So Yeah, and then we enjoy taking the video clips of them.
Well, there's 88 counties you can visit. One
we can visit all 88 counties, yeah. So, Ohio really has a lot to offer.
Then you'd have to drive for more than an hour.
You're right, right.
Yeah, then I have to drive for more than an hour. But, you know, we do like to do more than an hour trip because we love Amish country.
Yeah.
Now, Amish country, don't even get me started over there because I love to go to Amish country. Mm. That is neat. And there's restaurants on that list from Amish country too, just all around Ohio. But, yeah, it's Ohio road trip.
Mansfield, you didn't go to Coney Island. They got that Coney Island over there.
I heard about that later on. I heard about that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody says that Coney Island is great.
Very good.
Is that downtown, too?
It's downtown, yeah. No, I don't know if it's around that Carousel District, I think.
I think I saw it when I was there.
Yeah. I think it's around there.
Man, I'll tell you. Ohio really has a lot to offer.
A lot of hidden gems that people don't
sure
know
does.
About.
Sure does. Yeah. Has a lot to offer. Now, everybody says, boy, you got to go out to eat a lot, which we really don't go out to eat a whole lot. We do cook at home sometimes, but we run into some difficulties sometimes when you cook at home. You guys ever run into any cooking difficulties when you try to cook for yourself?
Anything, do we have to answer?
Anything ever go awry?
Maybe overcooking something?
Or how about the time you bake a pizza? You know, you make the pizza, you know, you get the kit, you roll out the dough and you make the pizza and put everything on it. And as you're pulling it out of the oven because it's done, you get it caught on the
rack.
It's caught on the rack, and you go to pull it, and it just slides out of your hand. And now you've got pizza on the inside of the oven door.
Yeah. Inside the oven door.
Boy, what a great smell and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So then you pick up the phone and you call Domino's.
That's right. Yeah.
At 740. Right,
yeah.
Yeah, cooking, kitchen cooking disasters. Those can be something.
I think me
and
Gordon Ramsay are kind of on a first name basis with the kitchen nightmares and
all
that.
Oh, I love Gordon Ramsay. I love kitchen nightmares. That's such an interesting show.
Well, I just started streaming, and I have that available now. So I've watched all these episodes now.
Yeah, are you on Hulu?
Oh, my. Oh, I don't know what. It's, not Hulu. What's
one of the streaming services out there.
It's Roku channel.
Roku channel,
yeah.
Okay.
But some of them, I don't think they have all the seasons, but I said, I got to see this guy. He's the phenomenon about this guy, because I've seen, and he is just hilarious.
He is, isn't he?
That, and I've been watching that Hotels Impossible, where the guy rates all the hotels.
Oh, I saw that on Hulu.
I think it's called Hotels Impossible.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my.
But the Kitchen Nightmares, I just get on a binge and start going through and watching that thing. And I'm like, oh, man, these people are actually open for business. How in the world can that happen? Then you start wondering, what are the back kitchens of some of the restaurants I've been to look like?
Well,
I
always got to watch Bar Rescue. I love that show, too.
Bar Rescue?
Yeah.
I have to admit, I don't watch that much TV, so
I normally don't either, and my dad just gave me one of those Rokus the other day, and I mean, I hooked it up, and...
You haven't left your house since.
Well, but even sometimes, like tonight, I'll go home, and I mean, there's days where I don't even watch it, but then there's some days like, let's just see what's on. And I was on a binge the other day. I was watching Judge Joe Brown. A bunch of just Judge Joe Brown episodes. Because I knew we had him on, you know, and I just wanted to see.
Now, if you like nature, there's an awesome show out there called Mountain Men.
Okay.
And
I've seen that's one of them that's available.
You gotta watch it. Just start an episode of Mountain Men.
I had to watch Storage Wars Texas.
Wars Texas is a good one.
I like that one.
Yes, that's a good one. Now, see, I don't even have a TV. We just do everything on our phones. And then I have a computer that's got a DVD player in it. So I watch a lot of DVDs. We don't even have a TV. I guess that's the way you do it in this day and age.
Absolutely.
You watch everything on your telephone,
that's right,
you know?
That's right.
But so we do have that streaming service. And then... Then, like I said, watch a lot of movies. But Jennifer Aniston, I was watching some of her movies the other day, and she is a great actress. She's a talented actress. Bounty Hunter is a funny movie if you've ever seen Bounty Hunter. I've actually seen it. Have you seen that one? Yeah. That one is funny with her and Gerard Butler. Yeah. Oh, that's a funny movie. You got to see that one sometime if you never had a chance.
You know, speaking of movies, I'm not as a person. Just I don't know what he seems like as a person. I'm not a big fan of Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but there's just something about his personality that whenever I've seen him outside of the movies, I'm just not a fan of his.
What's in your wallet?
Yeah, really. Darn. But this weekend, we watched three Samuel L. Jackson movies. And my gosh, he's a good actor. He is a good actor. I got to give him credit for that. They were good movies. And
what's
nice
is he can pretty much slide into any role.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whether you need him to be like a straight guy or he can be he's a good versatile.
Yeah.
Versatile actor.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, I just don't know. I just don't know how some of these folks can play different characters so well and be so versatile like that.
Well, you know, one guy I like that does that too, I think, is Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is good.
I love that.
Oh,
The movie that I've yet to see from the beginning, I always seem to watch it from the middle to the end, is Con Air. I've never seen that movie from the beginning.
I've never seen that either.
Really?
Never seen it either.
I always seem to watch it from the middle.
You want me to tell you what happens?
Yeah, I know what happens.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, tell me what happens. What's the premise of it?
It's fugitives that are on this airline.
That's why it's Con Air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, convicts, and they're going to a different prison. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just chaos on the plane.
On the plane. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like them just acting out and
basically
and trying
they
to
take
over
the plane.
Take it
yeah,
over.
They take
yeah.
over because I mean they got like the who's who of like killers and.
Do you guys ever seen Flight of the Phoenix?
I haven't seen that.
I'm trying to think who the main actor is in that.
I'm not really a big movie person, but I just, for some reason, I like this. I like Con Air, but I've never
yeah,
seen
Air.
It from the
yeah,
beginning.
From the beginning.
That's the only downfall I've never seen.
Now, a couple weeks back, we went down and watched a movie at Rave at Polaris. And I think they've actually changed the name from Rave, but it'll always be Rave to me because that's what started off. That is a comfortable place to see a movie. They got these reclining chairs now, and nice leather chairs, and you can pay $100 for popcorn. No, but,
yeah, really.
But anyways, it's a nice place to see a movie. It really is, and you know, it's worth it.
I think that's the one that we went to. I went there one year on Christmas Day. We went there to watch a movie, and I think it was that one because I remember the reclining chairs and the.
Yeah, I mean it's so cool just to have the reclining.
And to leave your debit card if you wanted popcorn.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. They'll just put it on your tab.
Yeah.
But now you can actually pick your seats, your exact seats, so you can say, okay, I want to be right here in the theater, and you can pick that ahead of time online too.
Oh,
so yeah, that's the way it's working now.
Kind of takes all the thrills out.
But the Marion Theater, I haven't been to in years. What's the last time you guys have been to the Marion Theater? Has been a while. Did you guys go when the station was out at the mall?
No.
Not too much?
Dumb question.
Yeah.
Where is the theater in Marion?
It's in the mall.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No. I did see one movie. I take that back. I did see one movie when we were out there. It was one of the last movies. She may have done more since then, but Melissa McCarthy was in it.
Oh, yes.
Where she went back to college.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember that
one. And her daughter... Or son or something was in college at the same time.
Yes, I remember that one. I can't remember the title, but that was a good one.
That was the last one I think I seen out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, in Mount Gilead, we still have a movie theater.
Oh, okay.
It's downtown. It's been down there for years. And
historic, probably.
Yeah,
historic.
Yeah, exactly. And they get the first-run movies, but they only have it usually for a week or two.
Oh, okay.
Because they've only got one screen. Mm. So, you know, there's always a bunch of movies that have come out. So they have... First run movies, but it's only for 1 or 2 weeks. So they get, you know, a good variety of them. The last time I was there was the last time that, the Those pirate movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
Johnny Depp?
Thank you. I drew a blank on Johnny Depp, and all I could think of was Pirates. Yeah, the last time that Pirates of the Caribbean, his last one, came out.
Okay.
We were there.
What's he done, about 20 of those?
I think there was like 3-4 of them.
Yeah, there's several of them.
Seemed like there was a lot.
I'm a huge fan of those movies.
You like those movies?
Yes, because I love his character.
Yeah, those Marvel movies seem to be.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, every time it's around, it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Is that what the new Batman is? Or it's is kind that of a, something? Is that a Marvel or is that somebody else? Because there's a new Batman coming
out. Yeah. Was it March 4th or something?
Yeah. It looks good. Yeah. Of course, the one with the Joker in it was my favorite. Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the fellow that passed away. I can't think of his name.
Heath Ledger,
yeah. He played the Joker, and he did a great job on that. Well, you've been listening to Live at 5, the show with no name, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions, ideas, or comments, feel free to email any one of us. And, Terry, what's your email address?
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
TerryTackett48@gmail.com. Pastor Craig, there's a couple of ways to get in contact with you. And what's your website, my friend?
Website is studyhiswordradio.org. And the email address is studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com. And I'd like to just say that we have heard from several of our listeners over the recent weeks.
Thank you very much.
And yeah, I just want to, I appreciate the fact that you take the time, one, to email us and tell us your thoughts.
Sure.
And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to spend, you know, your time every Wednesday to listen to the show.
Yes, so we appreciate that.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you for listening to the three of us run our mouths.
Your email.
And my email address is RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Pastor Craig is on the air Sunday mornings from about 11:15 or so to 12 on Sunday mornings with Study His Word Radio.
Hey, I was going to ask, any new updates on the Cardinals? On the next batch.
I have no information.
I have a picture to show you guys. Uh-oh. There happens to be
a cardinal.
Uh-oh. A cardinal in the Children's Museum. That kind of slid under our radar.
It sure did.
Yes.
Now, where's this? Is this in Marion?
It's a Children's Museum, yes.
And
I didn't realize we had one.
Yeah, and my mom shared that photo with me because she was listening to our show about the Cardinals.
Guess where
I'm going this week?
Yeah, the Children's Museum.
If they'll let me in.
If they'll let you in. You have to pay $100. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not a child, but I have grandchildren.
That's right, yeah. There you go.
But that's where it's located, okay. Inside there. She was saying, hey, I was listening to the show about the Cardinals, found that interesting. She said, did you know that there's one in the Children's Museum? I said, no. She said, I got a picture of it. I said, you gotta show me. I said, I gotta share that photo. So, there's
that should go up
one,
on the website. Then.
Should go and, up on the website.
And I'll stop by and get pictures all the way around and get a description of it.
So they're popping up.
I'd like to see what the symbol of it is for. I mean, is it, you know, like as for how's it decorated? You know,
that's things. That's what I'm gonna find out.
Cool. I'm looking for.
Yeah, that'll be cool. So they're popping up, and then pretty soon, Heritage Hall opens this month or next month.
This month. And it's the 20th.
It's in the 20s.
Yeah, it's in the 20s. 23rd, 26th.
And what
I don't know,
are they? They're going to have one, or
they have one that's okay. Going to be in their lobby,
okay,
for the time being, and then it's going to move outside at some point
when
in time.
They get the rest of them installed. Yeah. Okay.
And nobody yet has had like the Harding Memorial on it yet, right?
That's
so I'm
correct.
Curious if this one will.
I'm wondering about that too.
President Harding, the memorial,
and the home. And
yes,
it'll be interesting to see if
you would think that would be the logical, you know, thing to have on that
choice
one.
On that one.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that's painted up for sure. So that'll be...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds do want to know.
Things that make you go,
like this show makes you go,
As you're turning the dial. No, I'm just kidding.
As you're setting your dial, hopefully.
Yeah, and you're going back to your other station that you normally listen to.
Well, keep it here. We've got programming all evening long right here on 24/7 here at your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. We are here every Wednesday right here during this time with lots of fun and excitement. I'm Nate Redmond. He's
Terry Tackett.
And
Pastor Craig.
Don't forget Pastor Craig's radio show, 11:15 to 12. It's called
Study His Word Radio.
What you talking about this week?
We are doing part two of a study on angels.
Great. Awesome. Sounds good. Next week, tune in. It's another edition of Live at 5.
The show with no name.
H Radio LP, Marion, Ohio,